Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, yes, on to another night, Thursday night. This is Thursday night, December the 29th, year 2016. Yes, we know that we are living in a time today that the Lord told us that we are to be watchful, we are to be prayerful at all times, because we are not just dealing with all kind of spiritual wickedness, but we are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. So we are in a spiritual war. So that's why I open up with that song. Let us know that we need the Lord in order to, we know that the victories have already won through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. So we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to come forth again on tonight, Thursday, December the 29th, 2016, to give God praise and glory on tonight through another word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and you are in tune to the you are a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I want you all to know that we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. Again, we're coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. So I thank God for this platform. But we're going to go into prayer right now before I bring forth my guest on tonight. I ask all listeners if you'll go to prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what man may say or think. We know that you are in total control, Heavenly Father, because you made heaven and earth, and everything is in your hands. So we thank you that you are who you are. You sit high and you look low. We praise you, Lord, on tonight. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just move out your spirit, touch the hearts and the minds of those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, in their bodies, in their spirits on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved, that have lost loved ones everywhere, Heavenly Father. We know that you are not present, I'm not omniscient. We know that you're everywhere at the same time. So we know that you know where all of your people are that are hurting and that need your help, Heavenly Father. We just move by, we pray and decree by faith, Heavenly Father, that it's already done. Your healing is already being done. And you are comforting right now in the name of Jesus Christ as only you can. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father, to be used by you, Heavenly Father, to bring forth your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that as this word goes forth, that someone that may be listening that may not know Jesus Christ, after hearing the word on tonight, Lord, that their spiritual eyes will become open, enable them to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they will become saved in his name. And then once they're saved, they will become to know their God purpose, and they will walk in their purpose and live in their purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. We just thank you for this opportunity to be a vessel to be used by you on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that through this word on tonight, mm-hmm. that someone that may have gone astray will come back to the fold, and that those that are listening that are saved and are in the body of Christ, that would be built up and strengthened and edified through this word on tonight. We give your name praise, Heavenly Father. Again, we thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your word over this worldwide platform. And we just thank you, and that it's all that you would be glorified through it all. We just ask, thank you, Heavenly Father. Have your way in us. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. And through the man of God that's going to bring forth your word, that you would be glorified through it all. And it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we have also have a spirit in Jesus' name. I forgot to say in Jesus' name, amen. Well, our spiritual food for thought, you know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says, when the set time had fully come, God sent his son. Aren't you glad to know that that's the spiritual food for thought for tonight? To know that when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, and that is in the presence of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. I am so glad that God has he sent his son, and that's what we just celebrated. It's what man called set the one day aside for Christmas, but we thank God for the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank God for his purpose that he came into the earth, and he fulfilled his purpose, that he paid the ultimate price for our sins to be redeemed through his shed blood. It was that he came down to redeem us through his shed blood, that he died for us, and that he rose with all power in his hands, that he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God. I just thank God for he sent his son, and the word says, when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, Jesus. Well, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and then click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and then click on follow. I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all feedback and comments from listeners. You can email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, my special guest on tonight is Pastor Victor Adams from Flint, Michigan. He's the pastor of Guiding Light, Church of God in Christ in Flint, Michigan. He is our guest, special guest on tonight. He's going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. So I'm going to ask Pastor Adams if you will come forth at this time. Pastor Adams.
God bless you, my brother. Glory to God.
God bless you, Pastor.
Glad, speak
yes.
in the land of the living. Amen.
Yes,
it is
Lord.
A joy and a privilege. Amen. To be
yes,
able
Lord.
To be used by God to, amen, minister to his people. Amen. I would just like
amen.
To let you know, amen, I am a third generation pastor. Amen. My father and my grandfather. And the mantle fell on me. And I thank God for his choice of me in a vessel. Amen. And I endeavor, amen, all of my life to do his will and try to lead his people and share the word of God with all of those listeners, amen, who are hungering for the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Adams. Now, it is so good to have you on, and I know that God has a word for his people through you and for those that may be listening, just as we said in the prayer, that someone may be listening that don't know Jesus. And through this word on tonight, it's our prayer that someone will be, their spiritual eyes will become open and they will receive Jesus on tonight. And the Lord is going to, his word is already blessed and anointed, and you're just going to bring it forth on tonight. We just thank you for being the vessel that he's called for this time, for such a time as this, to bring forth a word for tonight over this platform. And we're so grateful that you came forth to do so. But I'm going to ask Pastor Adams, if you could, before we do a music break, I'm going to ask if you would please share with the worldwide listeners a testimony. And right after your testimony, I'm going to do a music break. And then right after the break, we're going to yield the mic to you so you can deliver God's word on tonight. But first, please share with us a testimony, and then I will do the music break.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I will be glad to share, amen, a testimony with you on this evening. God has been so good to me down through the years, amen, by me being, amen, called. As a child, the enemy, the devil, has taken me through many valleys and many snares. I remember a head-on collision that God brought me out of. I remember accidents, amen, that the Lord shielded me in a supernatural way. And as a child and a youth growing up, I really didn't understand it. All I knew is that my parents were praying and they promised and they told me that God, amen, would have his arms around those who love him. Amen. And I would like to share with you, I did as a youth, being a PK, which is a pastor's kid. Amen.
Yes,
I strayed away.
Yes.
I strayed away. I went way out. Amen. I went to the point, amen, until I had a prodigal son, amen, episode. But
wow.
I remember the words of prayer. I remember the words of my father and my mother, and the word that I'd hid in my heart, and it came back to me, that parable. And the prodigal son, it said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare? And he said, I will arise and go back to my father's house. I thank God for the prodigal. The prodigal son experience, and that's my testimony today, because I was out there as far as probably many of you listening have been or want to go. But I'm a testimony today that God can bring you back from the brinks of disaster. All you have to do is trust and believe in him. Amen.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
The Lord.
Amen. Ooh-wee. What a powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony. And I'm sure that a lot of listeners can, some people can, they be really honest with themselves. They can say that they was in the same condition. But God, you know, the prodigal son, you said you were that prodigal son experience. But what a testimony.
Amen.
But look at what God has for you now. And so, like I said, you have parents. It all began in the home. You know, it's all starts in the home. And the upbringing,
yeah.
So I could relate to that too. My mother raised 9 by herself, but we was all raised up in church every Sunday on Sunday school, and she brought us up in the fear of God, and I thank God for that. And so, but you had that prodigal son experience, but that's something totally I never experienced that because and I thank God that he somehow seemed fit to allow you to go through that experience. But now, look what you are now. You've stood now. You're a vessel being used by God to bring forth the word, his word, and declare his word, to the decreeing of his word that souls are being saved through. You've been the vessel that he's using because you came back home. You came to yourself like the prodigal son did. But we thank you for that powerful testimony. So that's why, listeners, it is so important that I have all my guests share testimonies, because his testimony is so powerful that I'm sure that someone, if it didn't touch you, you may know someone that was in the same position and the Lord did the same thing for them. Or now you've heard his testimony, you can share his testimony. It could be a blessing to someone else, and they can turn and they will come to themselves and go back and come back to the Father, that they will be able to continue to fulfill their God purpose because they came back to the Father. He was sitting there, standing there waiting to receive them all the time. He stood there all the time looking, waiting, and here they came. And so we thank you for that powerful testimony, Pastor Adams, on tonight. Listeners, again, I thank God for this opportunity starting in January. The Lord placed through my spirit. This is a form of announcement. To open up the phone lines, I want to get my listeners more involved because it's a worldwide platform. It is not about me. It's not about the guest that comes on. It's about Jesus. It's about the word of God going forth through the vessels, the men and women of God that bring forth the word. And so also the Lord put in my spirit to open up the phone lines for the worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimony. Just like you just heard Pastor Adam's powerful testimony, some of you have a powerful testimony just as well. So I'm going to be opening up the phone line starting in January, as often as the Lord says so. When I let you all know that lines are open, I need you to get a pen and paper and take down this number. This is the number you would call to dial in and share your testimonies, because God gets glory through our testimonies. His testimony will let someone else know that maybe weak in their faith or didn't even have doubts and fear about God, or whatever the case may be. They can see and they will know that if God did it for you, whatever your situation was, he delivered you, he healed you, he blessed you, he brought you out of a situation or whatever the situation is. You know it was God that did it. That's a testimony. And God gets glory through that when we share it with others and never let others know that, wait a minute, if God did that for you, hey, if I, you know, talk to God and see in prayer, he can do the same thing for me. So that will let, you know, God be glorified through it, through testimony. You would be blessed with sharing it, and someone else's faith will be blessed and strengthened by your testimony, and then they would know that God did it for you. He can do it for them, too, by hearing your testimony. So the numbers you would need to dial would be area code 657-383-1364. Once again, the phone number you would need to dial in, listeners to call in and share your testimony, would be area code 657-383-1364. And I look forward to opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners. And I'm looking forward to hearing many, many testimonies. And God is going to be glorified through each one of the testimonies. So right at this moment, we're going to do a music break. And after the music break, Pastor Adams, I'm going to yield the mic to you right after this music break. I'm not going to talk any longer. I'm just going to just yield this mic to you right after this music break. And you can go ahead and bring forth the word.
Bless God. Amen.
Almighty Savior.
Chris Adams, I'm yielding the mic to you for your message.
Bless God. And before we start, if you would, I would just like to say a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thanks and praises be unto you for this opportunity. I ask now, God, that I might decrease, that you might increase. Give me what to say to your people for this hour. Give your people an ear to hear and to adhere to your word. And we'll be sure to give your name all the glory and honor and praise be thine. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Today, our sermon, amen, our lesson title today is talking about the good shepherd. Amen. The good shepherd. This Psalms is penned by David. And who else would have been better suited to write about a shepherd than David? David himself was a great shepherd. Amen. He was noted even in the Bible, man, when he found his calling, man, to be anointed king. He was in the pastures attending to the sheep. And I believe David, as a man of God, in this psalm expressed how he felt about God in a very familiar, amen, a vein, if you will. Him being a shepherd and knowing the perils and the responsibility of taking care of sheep, realizing that God is his divine shepherd, I believe he penned these Psalms. If you would, I would just like to read it through, first of all, and then come back and elaborate on it. It says, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Sixth and final verse, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, what a wonderful sound. I believe this is the first, amen, complete passage of scripture that I learned as a child. Sure, I believe it's loved throughout the brotherhood because of what it tells us and assures us in Jesus, God being our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What it does here, it shows us confidence in God's grace and care. The Lord is my shepherd. In these words, the believer is taught to express his satisfaction in the care of the great pastor of the universe, the redeemer and preserver of men. Yes, the Lord is our shepherd. We, being sheep, need to be led by a shepherd. But there are other shepherds that are not as diligent as the shepherd that David is talking about. As he says here in verse number one, he is my shepherd and I shall not want. What this does, it talks to the very capability of God providing in any kind of situation. David boasts here that because I am a sheep which was bought with a price, paid for by blood, the divine shepherd will make sure that all of my needs are met. And my brothers and my sisters, I want you to realize that Jesus did buy us as a shepherd would buying his flock. Jesus chose us. He looked us over. He made choice of us and paid the price, not to leave us in lack, not to leave us, amen, in misery, but he bought us to take care of us. And the mere fact that he had the price to pay for us lets us know he has the means to take care of us. Verse 2, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Perhaps I need to give you a little background about sheep. Sheep, first of all, are timid animals. They are animals that need attention and need to be led, for they easily will stray away. When I said timid animals, they are animals that are not comfortable when there is a disturbance or when there is confusion. They will not lay down when they are not comfortable with their surroundings. And verse 2 says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. So what he does here, amen, he makes sure that we are calm, calming, soothing, safe. He is one that knows everything about us. He knows what it takes to bring our minds and souls to be at peace. Not only does he know what it takes for our minds and souls to be at peace,
He knows what it is that we need to sustain us. We, like sheep, must eat. The sheep, their diet depends on their shepherd. It takes a good shepherd to go out and search lush and green pastures for the sheep to eat, because sheep will eat anything that is before them. So the shepherd has to make sure of their diet, just like it is in the natural world. We need to be careful of what we intake and what we ingest into our bodies. The Bible said it is not what goes into a man that defiles him, but it is that which comes out. Amen. We must be careful and be very mindful that we are being led and fed by the good and divine shepherd. Part B of verse 2 says, He leadeth me beside the still waters. Let's reflect that back to the sheep. Well, I said earlier that sheep are timid animals. Amen. From a river or a body of water that is flowing fastly and ripple tides and making swirling noise. No, they are too timid of that. The shepherd knows that if he takes the sheep to water in order for them to drink, amen, the circumstances have to be conducive the sheep are accustomed to. In other words, if the shepherd would take the sheep by a river, he would find a man, an indentation, or if you would, he would find a pool of water that is not in the main stream, where the water seemingly is stagnant, and leave the sheep there, and they will be able to drink. Amen. Spiritually, the waters, the still waters that he lead us by, are the waters of the Holy Spirit. It is stated in the Bible that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. God lead us beside still waters that we might get the nourishment that we need from the Holy Ghost. Verse 3, He restoreth my soul. Well, how a shepherd restores a sheep, it's kind of funny because, amen, sheep, although they have four legs, they find themselves oftentimes toppled over, amen, and laying on their back and not able to stand themselves back up. Amen. So therefore, the shepherd has to therefore go out and get that sheep, stand them on their sides, massage their legs until the blood is again flowing properly, and then coax them, amen, to restore them back to all fours until they're able, amen, to return. The Bible says here in the B part of verse 3, leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My God, the path of the sheep naturally is being led by the shepherd. And a good shepherd goes out, amen, and survey the meadows and survey the ground and grazing areas to take the sheep to the easiest and less dangerous paths in that grazing area. He leadeth them. He doesn't send them. He leadeth them in the paths of right name's sake. Think about it. Every sheep is valuable to the shepherd. Remember, the sheep were bought with a price other than those that were, amen, born into the fold. So though every sheep is important to God, amen, he leads them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Those belong to him. Those who he purchased are of him. Now, in the natural sense, when a shepherd, amen, purchases a sheep, what he does, he takes a knife or a sharp object, and he puts his mark on the ear of that sheep, some kind of mark that is recognizable from a distance. Yes, yes, it is through this painful exchange between the shepherd and the sheep to where they are bonded and bound together. Therefore, the mark on the natural sheep also is a sign of whose sheep they are, if you will, amen. For he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let's pause here for a moment. He's saying, yea, I want you to know, my brothers, my sisters, everyone living today will have their valleys. Yes, yes. This road is not promised, amen, a rose garden of Eden. It's not going to be sunshine all the time. There will be some clouds and some storms and some turbulence, but this too shall pass. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley. My brothers and my sisters, I want you to know the valley is a good place. Yes, yes, the valley is a good place. The valley, amen, is full of nutrients. Yes, yes, the valley is the low place between two high places. And one would think of a low place as not being a good place, but you see, you have to understand it like this. Amen. Water flows down. Yes. As the water comes down, that means the valley is going to be the most plushest part of that terrain. That's where the grass is going to be the greenest, and that's where the vegetation is going, amen, to be the most plenteous. So as he leads me through the valley of the shadow, things in the valley, and remember that a shadow has never hurt anybody. A shadow of a .357 can't kill you. A shadow of a knife will not stab you. A shadow, amen, is nothing but an image. And remember, as we walk through the valley, we are not walking alone through the shadow of the valley of death. Now, also, we can look at the shadow of death as being that time in which either a servant or someone passes on or is getting ready to pass, or a saint of God is coming close to their winding day. We got to understand and realize, though I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm not alone. No, God is our shepherd, and he'll never spiritually leave us alone. So even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is nothing to fear, because we have an understanding that death is not the end, but death is the beginning. Amen? Death is not the end. It's just a transitioning point to life. So I'm not going to fear death because, amen, without death, there is no life. Amen? It is important. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. I remember in the scripture where it was Job who was asking God. He said, I want to know, if a man dies, shall he live again? And when he got that assurance, amen, he was comfortable in his situation. And my brothers and sisters, you need to know for a fact that our shepherd has already conquered the valley. He's already conquered the shadow, and he is victorious over death. Yes, yes, in those 3 days, in those 3 days between, amen, the crucifixion, amen, and the ascension, the resurrection, amen, he conquered death and the fear of death by telling us, amen, that we will live again. Every man, boy, woman, or girl will live a life after death. But there are only two places or two situations that are going to be viable for the dead coming back to life. One of them is heaven, and the other one is hell. And we choose our shepherds who will lead us either into heaven or either into outer darkness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, but thou art with me. Oh my God, how comforting it is to know that wherever I am and whatever situation I am in, my shepherd, my Lord, my provider is going to be with me. Yes, not only in the bad times. Yes, not only, amen, in the dark hours, but he'll be there in the good times. He will be there when there's a tear that needs to be wiped away. He'll be there, amen, when I need to be cuddled and whole, held close in his arms. Yes, whatever I go through, I'm not going through it alone. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We need to know, my brothers and my sisters, if we give our life to Jesus, that is a covenant bond that he will never forsake us. He will be with us as long as we allow him to be with us. Relationship with Jesus Christ is when we stop doing his will. He'll never leave us, but we can leave him. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Well, the rod and the staff to a natural shepherd. One of them, the staff, is used by the shepherd, amen, to fend off predators that would come and make prey of the sheep. It is used to keep the sheep in line. It is used, amen, to push brush backwards and forward. It is used, amen, to lift the sheep out of peril and danger. The staff of God, strong arm of the staff. When I think of the staff of the shepherd, I can't help but think about the rod of Moses. I can't help but think about how God, amen, when he was about to free his people, told his servant to look at the rod. Throw the rod down and let them know who I am. God's rod of protection, his rod of comfort, is what we long for when we are ailing, when we are off kilter, when we are out of sorts. God brings us back in with the comfort and ease of a good shepherd. He comforts us. Verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Well, verse 5 took a little studying because all of the other verses, amen, I could comprehend them right off the bat, but I couldn't quite understand where a table came in for a shepherd dealing. It didn't quite make sense to me until I got into, amen, the study of sheep and shepherds. Most times in Middle East areas, the sheep, they were in rocky and mountainous areas where there were valleys and high areas. And on the side of mountains, there would be a flat area, not too far up, but up high enough for some predators not to get up. It would be a flat area where there will be lush and plentiful grass. This area, elevated on the side of a mountain, is called a table. That is, I understand now what David said. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy, in the presence of the wolves and the coyotes looking down off the side of the mountain. The shepherd is there with sheep grazing effortlessly on green grass. The table that is prepared before me in the presence of mine enemies. Then David says, thou anointest my head with oil. Again, I had to go back and to see what a shepherd would use oil for on the sheep. And in my studies, I found out that sheep are bothered by parasites, by flies, by biting bugs. And during the season of the flies and the insects, the shepherd would get a concoction of oils and incense and myrrh, mix it together, and anoint the heads of the sheep. And that aroma and that fragrance would be a deterrent for those irritating, biting flies and parasites. So I understand when he says, thou anointest my head with oil. Well, spiritually, the anointing oil is, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, to bring things back to our remembrance. In order for us not to be pissed by parasites, we need to have the word down inside of us to realize and to know whatever bothers us can't hurt us. Whatever comes up against us will not be able to overtake us. Whatever situation that we are faced with, there is an answer and a solution. So when he anoints our head with oil, amen, the word of the Holy Ghost gets down on the inside of us and works from the inside out. Amen. Helping by the word to free us from all of these agonizing things that, amen, are disturbing to the sheep. Say, anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. The cup here, amen, represents, amen, the ability, or it represents, if you would, amen, what God provides for us as his sheep, our substance. Yes, we have our own little cup, but within our cup, whatever we drain from it, be it in sadness, or be it in pain, be it in sickness, be it in turmoil, God continues to fill that till it run over. So we'll never run out of protection. We'll never run out of his counsel, and we'll never run out of his care. Our own little personal cup, he keeps it full. It runs over. It's more than enough. Remember, it's imperative that you choose the good shepherd. Surely, verse 6, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, that goes back, amen, to the covenant that God made with his people never to leave them. Jesus did say to his disciples, yes, I must leave you. It's imperative that I go, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will send there the comforter that I'm going to send in my name. So, yes, even though we don't have Jesus Christ personally and physically here with us, we do have a comforter. And that comforter, amen, is going to make sure that things are working in our favor. Remember that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and the good of those who are called according to his purpose. But it didn't say all things were going to be good. It said they are working together for our good. So God's goodness will be recognized out of whatever we face. Goodness is on one side, and mercy is on the other side. Now, mercy comes into play when we are flat out guilty, when we have fallen short of the glory of God. And remember, the Bible said, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that's where mercy comes in and cleans our case. The Bible lets us know in the New Testament that Jesus is our advocate, pleading our mercy, pleading mercy in our behalf. We'll say, yeah, I know he did it. Yeah, I know it was wrong. Yes, he shouldn't have said what he said. Yes, he shouldn't have went where he went. Yes, he shouldn't have did what he did. But the blood of Jesus covers. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy myself because I'm one of those who have been brought up by the mercies of God, which he bestows freely upon them that love him. God's mercy, when it is around us, it does not, hallelujah, it does not run out. God's mercy is everlasting. It follows me in verse 6, all the days of my life. And he said, because of this, I choose to dwell in the house of the Lord. Well, my brothers and my sisters, as I come to a close, I would that you would take an inventory and check your shepherd out and make sure your shepherd is one that will give you what you need and not getting what he wants from you. Make sure your shepherd, amen, is one, amen, that has a bond, a covenant with you, one that is able to provide for you. There's but one. And if your shepherd isn't the shepherd, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's time. Yes, it is easy and it's simple as believing that he is the Son of God. Tongue, bled, and died for your sins. Confessing with your mouth. Being sorrowful for your sins. Yes. Asking him for salvation, and he will accept you as one of his children. Again, in my conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus is the good shepherd. And I would that you would choose to be one of the good sheep. Brother Brown, it is time now for me. It's time now for me to close this sermon. I don't know if I ran over or what, but I got so caught up in knowing that Jesus is my shepherd. Pray for me. Thank you
and
for allowing me
this
time.
Stay on the line, Pastor. Please don't hang up, Pastor. I'm going to give you a chance to give your shout outs, or if you want to give matter of fact, I can do that right now. This is the opportunity for you, Pastor. Please give out your information as to how listeners can reach you if they want you to come do preach at their church or do a preach at a teach at a conference or whatever. How can listeners reach you? And also, you can give your shout outs also at this time.
Hey, man, bless the Lord. Thank you very much. Amen. I was very mindful not to take any time for me. Amen. I wanted to give all
you're
the
fine.
Word. Thank
you're
you
good.
For this time. My name is Pastor Victor Adams. I'm the pastor of the Guiding Light Adams Memorial Church of God in Christ in Flint, Michigan, G5083 Detroit Street. Is it okay to give a phone number over the phone, contact information? Amen. If you would, the contact information for the church and myself is 810-577-1177. Again, that's 810-577-1177. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the Adams Memorial Guiding Light Church family. Amen. Thank God for your prayers and your well wishes to you. Amen. Brother Brown, for giving me an opportunity. This has been a lifelong dream of mine. God said he was going to bring it to fruition, and I thank God for allowing me this opportunity. Amen. You are doing a great work, and I pray that you continue in the vein that you're going. God is going to take you higher and higher. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Adams. Thank you so much. And know that this is not going to be your last time. So as soon as the Lord says so, I will definitely be having you back on to share another powerful word, because tonight's word was a powerful word, and so was your testimony. What a powerful testimony you shared with the listeners on tonight. I know that I was blessed by listening to your testimony, because so many people have strayed away, and, you know, the Lord had been so good to them. And then sometimes, as my mother used to tell us as we were growing up as kids, sometimes even in as saved people, vessels being used by God, sometimes we can get so far out connected and caught up in the world and what's going on in the world, we get so far away from God. And then he allows certain things to happen to us to get our attention. Then you come to yourself. Then you come back home, and then God receives you like you never left. And you can continue to fulfill your God purpose. So we thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight. I know that someone was blessed by it. I know I was. And again, you turned around and came forth with the good news, a good word on tonight. All of God's word is good. But you're talking about the good shepherd on tonight, coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 23. So we thank you for that powerful testimony and powerful message on tonight, Pastor Victor Adams. Listening to you live. We're coming to you again live from Detroit, Michigan. And our special guest on tonight was Pastor Victor Adams. He's the pastor of Guiding Light, Church of God in Christ. And that's located in Flint, Michigan. We thank him for sharing that powerful word and testimony on tonight. So, again, Pastor Adams, know that this is not going to be your last time coming forth on this platform. I thank God for this platform and that I'm able to share it with other men and women of God that come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because that's what it's all about. And that souls will be saved through this platform, that God will be glorified. So as we get ready to close out, listeners, I know I want you all to remember and know I love you. God loves you too. But as we're going to close out, we're just going to close out in a prayer, bro. And as we always do, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, us again, we come to say thank you for this another opportunity that you've allowed for us to come forth with another word to another one of your vessels, Pastor Victor Adams, on tonight. Continue to bless him, his ministry, Lord, and the vision that you placed over his life and for the ministry through him as the under-shepherd. Oh, God, continue to bless his family, to bless the works of his hands, and all that he has endeavored to do that will be glorified to you, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless the word that they go through, forth through him, that souls will be saved. And we thank you for this word that came forth on tonight. We pray, Lord, that someone would receive your word on tonight, that they would be saved on tonight through hearing your word through this vessel, that you would be glorified. Continue to have your way over this platform. We know it's not about us, it's about you. We just thank you for the opportunity. Continue to have your way through this platform, that you would be glorified. Bless the listeners. Continue to give them what they desire, that you would be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Continue to know, listen,
amen.
I love you. God loves you too. Until next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.
Amen.